other yak babies. Sex, presidents, and sometimes books.
Welcome to Yak Babies, the only podcast on the internet sponsored by miniature hockey masks. My name is Aaron. I'm here with my personal pals, Dave.
Hello.
Brick.
Hello.
And Nico.
Hello. What are miniature hockey masks?
Let's say
like Jason you were a for children.
Well, yeah. So let's say you're Jason.
You have to check out the Patreon to find out the answer to that question.
No, it's on the regular feed.
Even
was it?
Oh yeah, that was a monster draft. Yeah. Listen to our monster draft episode. It was great.
Yeah. If you imagine where Jason might want a miniature hockey mask, then you'll find your answer.
Coverage.
That one's Nico. That one's up your alley anyway.
Yeah. It will be up your alley if you don't watch out.
The mask might get stuck up your alley.
Okay. We're talking about influential, not influential. What's the word I'm looking for?
We're definitely not talking about influential anything.
Ultimately, we're talking about books that we reread again and again, and we'll probably read for the rest of our lives.
These are forever books.
Our lifetime books.
Lifetime is book. Our is the word. Is, that was the reads. Word I was trying to find, okay. And I let it influential. But you can understand why a couple of letters are pretty similar.
I'm ready. I'm on the bus. We might need to start over.
No, this is all great.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
This is great.
Aaron's oh, dying. Boy.
This is all very influential.
Super influential.
So the rules of the game are we've written down lists of our top five lifetime influence books, the books we think we'll read. You know, our life, we'll carry with us until our soon-to-be deathbeds.
Books we expect to reread until we die.
Yeah, the books we'll never put down, never want to stop reading, never get tired of. And we're going to try and guess for each other what we think is on each other's lists. So we'll draw on our personal pals knowledge, try and tap into the, you know, wider personal pals atavistic sort of primal brain knowledge base and predict what those books are. I think we can do it. I think that we know enough about each other over these
years to
figure it out pretty closely. But I'm excited for surprises and see what those might be. Let's start with Dave. Brick, Nico, what do you think is on Dave's list? Let's get some titles out there.
Coast of Chicago.
Correct.
Yeah. Yep. Dimmick. Gotta be, right? Stuart Dimmick. That's a classic.
Johnny Tremaine.
Gotta be correct. On there.
How many buzzes do you get? How many wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Before
great question.
As a team you go down?
Three
X's
on each other.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I mean, immediately.
Two for two so far.
There's got to be a Hardy Boys in there somewhere, right?
Hmm.
Oh shit!
That wasn't a guess. We don't. Aaron does not speak lobster? For the team.
What'd you say, Nico?
Last Night at the Lobster.
Correct.
Whoa! God really?
Oh. Yeah, that was my last. That was my number five.
That is a recent entry. Yeah. That's surprising to me.
Lincoln at the Bardo.
Nope. Very Ooh. Close. It was on my long list.
Yeah.
So right. that's one. That's one fuck up.
Wow, Coast of Chicago, Last Night at the
You've
Lobster,
already reread
and Johnny
that
Tremaine.
Though, right, Dave?
Lobster, yeah, three or four times.
Well, we know but, it's I not mean, Goodbye Columbus.
Lincoln
no, we
Bardo
know that for
too,
sure.
Right?
Oh, Bardo, yeah, same.
Did you say that? So that's like half Gosh. A point.
I guess. It was. I said it was on my long list. I made a list of 10 and then crossed out 5.
Beetlebone?
Nope, that was
Fuck.
The one I crossed off
Fuck.
For Lobster. So the result's same.
I'm gonna say
two, you guys have two strikes, so be real careful.
All right, we got two more to guess.
You have two more to guess, and you have two strikes.
All right, you got to throw the knee on this one, Brick.
I do?
Yeah, it's up to you.
You're going to be real pissed when you hear one of them if you don't get it.
All right, the so what do we Bible. Got? We got Johnny Tremaine. We got
Coast of Chicago,
and we got Last Night at the Lobster.
Sports poop?
Oh, it's got to be some kind of a sports book. There's got to be one of those in there. Maybe The Natural?
Natural? That's a good one. Bottom of 33rd, maybe?
Ooh, I bet it's bottom of 33rd.
Well, no, I don't know if that was... I don't know if you loved that one, but...
I think you did, but I don't know if it's a forever book. I like The Natural. It's a good guess.
Bottom of 33rd.
More of a Marcos book, but...
Bottom of the 33rd.
All right. Brick's going for it. Bottom 33rd.
Correct.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
All right. One more.
Good work, Brick. I was waiting to hear The Natural. I've read that once.
One strike, one left to guess. Can we...
We're in the bottom of our own 33rd right here.
Yes. God damn it. You said we'd be mad about one. So it can't be the one is left is one we're mad about, right?
No.
No.
But you'll be mad about this too if you don't get it, yeah.
Which one do you think we'd be mad about?
Bottom of the 33rd.
Oh, okay.
Because I've talked about it so many times.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
So mad not because of a surprise guess, but because we wouldn't have gotten it. I see. Yes.
And you should have, yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah,
so
I'm surprised you didn't think it was that one.
Totally.
How many times have I talked to you off the podcast about that book.
Right, right.
I feel like it might be another story collection.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Probably not Dybbuk, because other ones not as fond of. Ann Beatty.
Could be another Joe Saunders.
10th of November, was it called?
Sure.
Do you remember?
The 10th of November.
I don't know. Someone just throw something out there.
The Jungle by Upton Sinclair.
That's pretty out there.
All right, what are we saying?
The Jungle by Upton Sinclair.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit.
Toni Morrison's Jazz.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, just mentioned that.
Oh, right.
Ding dongs. Damn it. All right, 4 out of 5. That's not bad.
That was pretty good, yeah.
Right, where did you get that tiny Tootsie Pop from?
Let's do Aaron.
There's a pumpkin over there. Pumpkin head.
But why is it so small?
It's been shrinking.
Yeah, they were there last Halloween.
Those are last year's Halloween candy. All right,
Aaron.
It's not really shrinking, though.
Martian Chronicles, obviously.
Okay. Martian Chronicles.
Yes. Yeah.
Coast Chicago, obviously.
Okay. Yes.
Coast Chicago. Probably the Bible.
Not the Bible.
No. All-Star Superman's on there. Vangita?
That's on it.
All-Star Superman, yep.
Was the Bible a serious guess?
No.
Okay. So, Martian Chronicles.
It would have been if you had said yes, but it wasn't.
Coast of Chicago. Martian Chronicles, Coast of Chicago, and also Superman, top three. All right.
Do we think he put the volcano in there? Into the volcano?
No, he had a hard time just finishing it.
But then he said he loved it and it changed his life.
But he hasn't even reread it once yet, so I doubt that's on the list.
There's gotta be one. It's gotta be one of those little music books. Some
33 and a third.
I bet it's that book about Orson Welles, but I don't remember what it's called.
I'll give you a hint because one of my answers is maybe a bit of a cheat. It's not a book, it's a short story. Specifically.
Oh, is it that one about the lady who's dying?
Oh, yeah, that Robinson, Mary Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that?
No, it wasn't Mary
Pumpkin
Road.
Time, whatever.
Wait, what did you just say?
Pumpkin Time
It's
story.
A short story.
It's a short story, yeah.
About a woman dying?
No, I said
that's what you're talking about. That's not it, though.
Okay.
Well, I probably should put it on there, actually. That'd be great.
So you have a short story on your list.
Yes, it's not that one, but that's a great answer. I probably should put it down.
We can change it as we get on a point.
2 left and 1 strike.
What about something music related? High Fidelity.
That's a good one.
Aaron's encouraging us to guess for it, so that means it's not it.
Right.
That's a good pick, though.
What did he say last episode about Goodbye Columbus?
Oh, yeah.
It's his favorite book, but he said not into rereading it.
No, I think he said he's only read it twice.
Only read it twice. Do we think it still merits inclusion?
Do we not already guess that?
No.
I feel like it's got to be on there, right?
Yeah.
Should we do it?
Do it.
Goodbye Columbus.
Wow. He's come around on it. You really convinced him it sucks.
It's probably got to be a Philip Roth in there, though, huh?
I think that's his favorite book.
Yeah.
You can pick your second favorite for the Forever list. I mean, we only got one comic.
Right. There's probably... Well, I mean, Saga's obviously in there. If it ever ends, then he'll immediately start over from the beginning.
Mr. Miracle?
I liked it a lot.
Okay, so that's a no.
All right, so Aaron's making this easy.
What would the short story be? What short stories does he talk about?
I mean, Dybbuk's already on the list.
Yeah.
And Bradbury's already on the list.
True.
Unless there's another Bradbury story that's not on there.
I probably don't talk about this story as often on this podcast, but I've mentioned it before, I think, a couple times.
Huh. He might have put porn on his list.
Just porn.
Don't give me wrote the name of it.
It's not a book so much.
The Gentleman's Guide to Masturbating in Public.
Yeah. Coming in Hats.
Come for Bigfoot.
So one of those two Flannery O'Connor stories, maybe?
Oh, Good Man's Hard to Find.
Yeah, or the other famous one.
I still haven't found him.
The fuck's the other one called?
Did you put Dirty Work on there?
Dirty Work?
Yeah.
Early Work?
Dirty Work is a great movie.
Dirty Work. Should we say Good Man is Hard to Find? Does it feel like he's talking about
Good Man is Hard to Find, and I'm still looking.
Yeah, I don't think that's it, but sure, I don't have a better guess, so.
Good Man is Hard to Find.
No way!
All right, God damn it. All right.
I like the story, but I've only read it once.
How many wrongs is that?
That's 3.
2. Oh, was it 3?
Yeah, that was 3.
Oh. Right. The short story was Bartleby the Scrivener by Herman Melville.
The Applicant.
The Applicant. And the last one was another comic. It's Grant Morrison's run on Justice League, which is my favorite superhero stuff.
Kind of a cheat.
Yep. I'm a cheat.
All right. Should we just go in a circle and do Nico?
Sure. I will.
Sisters Brothers.
Set up that I just picked the first 5 books that came to mind that I liked and would like to read again.
Okay.
So
Snow Crash.
Snow Crash.
No, but that's a good one.
I just didn't think of it. This is an impossible task.
Did he hear Sisters Brothers?
Sisters Brothers.
Sisters Brothers is on there, yeah.
Nice.
What's the Nick Hornby book he really likes?
About a boy?
Doesn't sound right.
High Fidelity?
That doesn't sound right either.
Fever Pitch?
Nope, I'm thinking Harkaway, not Hornby.
Yeah. Oh, Gone Away World?
Yep, that's on there.
Nice.
Wow. Nice.
Was that two?
That's two.
That's two, yeah.
Oh, he's got to have at least one Chabon.
Yiddish
Policeman's Union, yeah.
That would be... I actually just did reread that, and I don't particularly want to read it again. So that's not on there. But it,
do you want to try again with Cavalier and Clay?
No. There's... No.
Well, that's three strikes.
So I had the Imperfectionists, which is a... kind of one of those like quietly really well-written books by Tom Rockman.
Wasn't gonna get that one.
And Machine Man.
Where'd that one?
What?
Machine Man. I forget who wrote it, but it's stuck in my head.
It's about robots?
Yeah, it's about a scientist that like cuts off his leg accidentally and then makes a really good prosthetic. So then he cuts off all the rest of his limbs and becomes a machine.
I thought you said the She-Man and I was like, God damn, fucking regressive as shit.
And White Teeth was the fifth.
Oh, wow. I should have got that.
I did not see that coming.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Zaysmith comes up a lot with
the Miguel. Theme of these seem to be like authors that I like. I really like one of their books and I don't like any of their other books. Pretty much every single one of them.
The Nico story.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident you guys can get mine without any strike.
Well, Lolita and Frankenstein are two immediately.
Yep.
One and two.
Ones. Right.
Yeah. Calvin Hobbes must be on there.
Okay.
Right.
Dubliners?
I only like Ulysses half the stories in there. Ulysses would have been six.
Fuck. Yeah, all right. Shit. So we got three and one strike.
Nico, what were you saying?
I've talked about them both extensively on the podcast. What's left?
What about Metamorphosis?
Oh, yeah. Ovid. Yeah.
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 You think?
Yeah.
All right.
Can I change mine? Because that ought to be.
That's what you just forgot, but would be on the list.
That would definitely be in the top five. Okay. I forgot that one.
Okay.
So you guys, maybe you guys just don't get a strike for that.
Okay.
That was user error.
Extensively.
Any other choice? If it's not Ulysses or Dubliners, I don't think.
No, because he said Finnegan's Wake he wants to read on his deathbed, but was convinced that no one actually can read it.
That was Finnegan's Wake.
Right.
Just talk about Portrait of the Artist.
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Ulysses more for sure than Portrait of the Artist.
Well, Ulysses is now number seven. Well, no, it's still six. This other one's going to get kicked to seven. I didn't think this list.
This is a devolving list.
Yeah.
Do you think he'd include a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles something?
No, the books are trash. Kid,
so. Yeah, he liked the cartoon more than the books.
I talked about one of them, I think, in the last episode we recorded. Maybe two ago.
Huh.
Today.
Yeah, it couldn't be Harry Potter.
It was probably about rereading. Did he drop any titles in?
He said Lolita for sure.
Do you think he would have Sisters Brothers on his list?
I was thinking that's
just a book he liked.
I was thinking that for Brick even before Nico.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I think of Nico first with that book and that it just kind of spread a little bit.
Mm, right. But he does talk about it.
Throw it out there.
What about Cavalier and Clay?
Let's try it. Cavalier and Clay.
No.
Fuck.
I feel like there would be a story collection in there. Like,
Metamorphosis kind of is, right?
Who does he like? Cooper?
Night of the Movies?
What's the guy who we had that story?
Milhouser.
Yeah, Milhouser.
I don't know any of the titles.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely a Milhouser in there.
You think? Yeah.
Do you remember any names?
No.
Can we just say a Milhouser collection?
That one Milhouser collection.
I don't feel like he's talked about him enough, though, for that to be a...
Not recently, but comes up pretty often in terms of like influences and important reads.
Yeah, put that in.
Okay, we're saying Milhouser.
The book you're thinking of is The Knife Thrower and Other Stories.
Okay, and it was on there?
No, it's top 10. It's top
5. Fuck! That's it.
Well, that's obviously, that's Brick's mistake.
You missed Watership Down, which I talked about in the last hour.
Obvious. It's so obvious.
And then we had more than one episode where the basis was Ender's Game.
Oh, yeah. God damn it. Fuck.
I wouldn't have come up with that, but I'm pissed about Watership
Down. I'm pissed about both those, actually.
Ender's Game would get the cut for Metamorphosis, though.
Right.
Did you mention Watership Down in the rereading episode?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Should have Ender's Game. That was good. Well, I feel like the trend was we got three for all of us, right?
I think you got four for me.
We got four for Dave. Yeah. That's right.
And then it went downhill.
Yeah, so 3-4.
You're the shallowest.
So you three are a stronger team than any team that involves me.
Yeah, you're the blue Power Ranger.
That's fair.
Aaron's the pink one.
It's fine. It's pretty hot.
Yak Man is yakking off. Well, I think we did pretty good. We know each other.
I feel confident in that. Yeah.
Respectable.
Yeah, very respectable. We know each other's tastes pretty well.
Sure.
If not exactly.
After 7-8 years of podcasting about books, I think this is about as well as we should have done.
Yeah.
We should have done a little better, in fact.
And we also got a lot of secondary or tertiary guests that were on the list, right? Like, we sort of know a lot of each other's taste, even if we weren't the things we picked or wrote down.
Right.
Like, the High Fidelity pick is a great pick. I would never have thought of that, but that's a really book I really did love.
Yeah. And we did all write our lists in 3 minutes, so.
In haste, right, yeah.
It's the first draft.
Also a good point. Find us on Twitter at YakBabies and go to email at Jack.
Go to email. Log into email.
Go to email. YakBabies.
Those mails.
Podcast at gmail.com. Patreon.com/YakBabies is where our bonus content lives. A lot of it. And it's all very good. So check that out for $1 a month. Join our Patreon and support YakBabies being out there in the world. Changing lives, making a difference. Yeah, Yak Babies.
The Yak Babies would like to send an extra thank you to everyone who listens regularly, and especially to those who have supported on Patreon, past and present, including Michael, Bonnie, and William Howard Taft.